Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We say good morning to the Lieutenant Governor of New York State, Kathy Hochul. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back on again.
Excited to talk to you about, you know, as we move into the fall and everything that's going on, what are the latest updates?
Well, our numbers are phenomenal. I have to say that New York State continues to have the lowest infection rate in the nation. Thank you again, New Yorkers. Mm-hmm. And you know, so we're in a position to be able to talk about other activities moving forward. And you know, again, slightly, we're just kind of opening up the valve a little bit at a time. As you know, we didn't open up the economy all at once, or else we'd end up like the other states that are now having to shut down or have high infection rates. So that's good news. It shows that people are still following our recommendations, and I strongly urge people to wear masks and social distancing. So it's working, but yeah, I know there's a lot of anxiety about school starting, and that's where we are now, just waiting to see what the impact of kids going back to college is and kids starting to have in-classroom learning again. So those are the factors we're weighing right now, is what impact that's having on our infection rate.
Tell me a little bit about the dashboard that's set up for schools in Western New York and how we should monitor that and use it, and who's giving the information on that dashboard.
Well, it's coming from a number of sources, but the schools are responsible for making sure that the information that they gather in terms of number of students that are testing positive, the number of people affected, how many people would have been in a classroom, and all that information is going to be available. And so I'm not saying it's 100% there right now. This did just start, and they're working with the county public health department to find out, for example, if a student shows symptoms and they go home, does the result come back negative? Is that shown, or is it just when positive cases are shown? So still working out some of the bugs, but what the governor wanted to do was to create a tool so parents could monitor in literally real time what's going on at the school where they're trying to decide whether their child should go that day. And I think it's going to be very useful once it's completely up and running and all the data is filled in, so you have a good handle on this. So it's not just what you know the first day of school, it's what you know the second day and the third day and the mm-hmm. fourth day. And so I think that's really going to be helpful to just kind of reduce some of the stress on parents, which is off the charts, mm-hmm. not knowing what's going on and, you know, and how each school is handling it. If there's a single case, does that mean the whole class is having to quarantine, or what happens if it's just in the school but not in a classroom, where, you know, who's been affected? There's so many factors involved in this. It's phenomenally complicated, but we're in a position where, because our numbers are low enough, that we're able to at least talk about and in some cases have in-classroom learning. A lot of people are doing the hybrid system, and others are just still deciding to go the remote way. So there's a lot of options for parents.
About a month and a bit away from what is the glorious Halloween tradition. This had to strike a nerve within the administration. How did that come about? What was the discussion happening within the state as far as whether or not to give guidance or a full ban on trick-or-treating? Tell me from the inside how that went down.
Well, from the inside is the governor got asked the question, and, you know, he just had been talking about it with the health professionals. And, you know, what is the risk of you taking your child to visit your neighbor? You know, everybody's got a mask on. Let's get out that right out the front. Mm-hmm. Like, Halloween is the best holiday if you have to do any participating in a holiday during a pandemic. How about one where everybody's wearing a mask? I like that. So it's up to each parent. I think the governor was just making the point, we're not going to dictate what you're going to do on Halloween. We'll have some guidelines. We're going to make sure that there's not a parade or a gathering. We're not looking for that. But if you just want to keep your child feeling some sense of normalcy, they get to pick out their costume, they get to knock on some doors. And if you can really prearrange with your neighbors and just maybe if you're smart, you're just going to houses where you know the people and you know that, you know, you've had a conversation about what they've been up to. And so I think there's probably a way. It's not going to be just running all over the area like we would have done in the past. I think if parents are smart about it, they can let the kids feel like that they were able to enjoy Halloween, wear the costume, but not expose them to anything. So I think we just were trying to show some little bit of heart here and show that, you know, we understand that some of these traditions that we don't view as high risk, you know, should continue.
Are you worried about restaurants as the temperatures start to go down, what we're going to do indoors? Are we going to increase the capacity a restaurant can have because it's going to get cold?
Yeah, we're not talking about that right now.
Okay.
Again, we're watching the numbers. Numbers are looking good. But the last thing you want to do is make a decision and say everything's looking good and we're going to go forward with an increase in capacity or make a change and then have an increase in the infection rate. And that's not crying wolf. That is based on what we've seen in other states. That has happened before, and we just don't want to be that state. And the reason we're going to be able to get our economy all fired up and moving forward in a sustained way where we don't have to have, you know, stop and start, is that we're going to do it in a very smart rollout the way we have from the very beginning. And I don't think anyone can argue with the results we have as a result of that process. You know, New York is the envy of the rest of the nation in terms of how we've battled this pandemic.
I just feel so bad because I know so many restaurants that are literally hanging on by a thread.
It's a struggle.
You know, just trying to stay open.
You're absolutely right, and I think this gets back to if you're not able to go inside because of capacity issues, get back to the takeout. Remember how we were all working to, I mean, I was getting takeout not just because my cooking is so horrendous, but it's also supporting the local economy.
You know, I appreciate that.
So everybody make your plans to do that, you know, support them. These give our communities their personality, their identity. I mean, this is what makes Buffalo so great is the variety of restaurants we have in their gathering places, but we're still in a pandemic. I think that's something that as long as we've been dealing with this for 6 solid months, no one, including myself, would have foreseen that back in March, but that's the reality we're dealing with and hitting flu season and will there be another wave? And, you know, we're in a good place. I don't want to scare people and say we don't know how to handle a pandemic now. We know it needs to be done, but it also requires the compliance and, you know, the following of everybody in the state to do exactly what we've been asking to do and not let up. But I understand the concern about restaurants. So if you can eat indoors when the weather changes safely and the restaurants are working so hard to make sure that they're complying, I've eaten out a lot. Believe me, I'm just checking them out, seeing how they're trying to open up my wallet and
do our thing.
Them all over the state, literally. I mean, diners and everywhere. And they're working so hard. But takeout, keep the takeout going for them.
You may or may not have an answer to this question, and but I'm just wondering, why are they not taking temperatures at the airport?
I don't know that answer. You're right. I feel like they should.
I just want to suggest. When I get my nails done, I'm happy to have them take my temperature. When I go to the salon, sure, take my temperature. I feel like at the airport, it should be that anybody getting on a plane should have their temperature taken, and it might be something to look into. I just thought I'd ask the question.
Well, I'm going to ask that. I'm trying to get you an answer and find
out
what's going on. I have flown a few times and was in New York City. I went down for 9/11 commemorations in New York City, and that was Friday, and I flew down and flew back. And, yeah, I felt very comfortable because there was, you know, no one sitting next to me. They really spread everybody out. I saw them cleaning the seats in between people. You know, they had the people board from the back first, so you're not walking past a lot of people. They have been smart about that, but I've not asked that question about the temperature taking. That makes a lot of sense.
How was the 9/11 memorial that you went to?
Oh, it's heartbreaking. These people are still mourning as if it was yesterday. There's so many families that were affected, and you know, we observe it here in Western New York, but it's a whole different feeling. It's very emotional to be with the families and hugging them and, you know, the reminders of all the time lost that they would have had, the celebrations of families and milestones that went without their loved one at the table or at the wedding or at the graduation. So it's still really hard for people.
You still letting Albany know that Western New York matters? You're doing a great job there. You're letting them know we're alive and well?
Oh, I actually put my head on a pillow more often in Buffalo than not. So during COVID, I've been camped out here, and that's me riding my bike at 6 a.m. Please don't hit me. that's me on the street.
Right.
So
be careful.
I'm out there. I live in this community, and I'm watching the Bills game from home safely on weekends, and you know, there's a lot of exciting things happening. We're starting to feel a little bit of normal. I hope you're feeling the same way when you can see the Bills on TV and have a great win and just kind of fires everybody up. And even having the Blue Jays play here, that's
yeah.
I went and saw
wasn't
the
that cool?
facilities the other
I
day.
Saw, I felt a little jelly when I saw you on the field
Lucky.
Down at Salem Field. And I'm like, man, can I be assistant to the assistant
governor.
To the lieutenant
yeah,
governor? How do
one.
I get down uh-huh. there?
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to tell you, this was so cool. And again, they wouldn't let me in for a game. I get it. I didn't even ask. But I was able to walk in and see the lockers of, it was the Yankees were playing at the time. I saw the Yankees, all their players, the Blue Jays. It's kind of funny, but some of them have enormous collections of, I don't know if you call them sneakers or whatever they put on their feet. I don't know what the proper word is for a baseball player, cleats, I guess.
Cleats.
They had, like, some had huge collections. Like, why does this person have so many? And someone said, well, it's his good luck charm. He likes to have this many when he travels. Like, well, because it was kind of fun just to see. And I have to commend first of all, the Bisons and the Blue Jays organization, you would not believe how sterile everything is and how they brought in extra showers to bring so everybody has their own instead of, you know, they separated them like you wouldn't believe. So they really did an incredible job making sure that all safety protocols were followed and they could play the game safely. So that was great.
Well, I can't tell you how many times I drove around trying to find where I could see the game from because they've got like the green fence. Like, couldn't they just like open it up a little bit so I can peek in?
Nope.
I mean, they're really strict.
But then we'd have people like you and others gathered. You all
We don't need gawkers.
No gawkers.
Yeah, no gawkers. It was always great catching up with you. Please keep us informed. We appreciate your time this morning.
All right. Always glad to be on your show. Thanks so much, everybody. Bye-bye.
All right. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul on KISS 98.5.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.